Public Radio East is a media sponsor for the 11th Annual Chamber Music Festival in New Bern next week. PRE classical music host Finley Woolston spoke with festival organizer and Greenville native Jennifer Lucht about the event.
We do have three concerts happening next week as part of the Carolina Chamber Music Festival in September. Classical Lunch on September 10th from 12 to 1 will be held at the Christchurch Ministry Center, and that's going to feature Madi Azakiwe playing viola, one of our popular returning artists, and also the Calyx Piano Trio. Thursday we have Dvorak After Work, which is always fun, a little music, and then a little fellowship wine and cheese reception to follow that. That's held at 6 o'clock at Kalman Hall at the North Carolina History Center Tryon Palace. And Saturday is Classics Old and New, which is sort of self-explanatory. We're going to be doing Stravinsky, which is sort of an old new composer, and also Amy Beth Kirsten, a North Carolina premiere of a work that was written for the Calyx Piano Trio called Kiss to the Earth, and it's got some really interesting sonorities in it. I think that'll be interesting to share with everybody there.
Jen, what are the goals of the festival this year?
Well, one thing that we're doing with the festival in terms of our overall programming is looking to the past, but also looking towards the future and considering what's modern and showing older pieces and newer pieces side by side. And this Beethoven in particular, you know, we think Beethoven, a classical composer, you know, these masterworks, but this was, you know, he was such a tradition breaker. But this particular trio, I think, breaks tradition with some longer lines, and he's really starting to fragment the gestures and use motifs. And so it's one that I find very challenging as a performer to kind of think through, and it does seem like a real departure for him as far as his chamber music repertoire goes.
Jen, anything else going on with the Chamber Music Festival that we need to know about?
Well, let's see. I'd like to mention two things. One is that there's an instrumental combination that is infrequently heard that we're featuring in two concerts, and that is for one piano with two players, so piano four hands, if you will. And both Melvin Chen and Nina Ferrigno, and Nina is part of the Calyx Piano Trio, and Melvin, of course, a wonderful and versatile musician who is a pianist, first and foremost, but also an amazing violinist. They'll be playing four-hand works by Dvorak and Schubert, and maybe I mentioned that Thursday and Saturday you'll be able to hear music for piano four hands, but it is a seldom-heard combination, and we're really happy to be able to feature that. The last thing I would definitely like to mention is that this is the 100th anniversary of the Rite of Spring, and we, the Calyx Piano Trio, is fortunate enough to have a work composed for us by Amy Beth Kirsten. This is the Kiss to the Earth that I mentioned earlier that is based on the Rite of Spring, nods back to Stravinsky, and uses some of his compositional mannerisms and techniques. We're excited to be presenting this trio. It's getting its North Carolina premiere.
All right, so if folks want to attend, and I know they will, how do they go about getting tickets?
They can be obtained in person at the Craven Arts Council at their temporary location, which is at 308 George Street, across from the Tryon Palace. And you can call them directly at 252-638-2577, and they can provide more information.
Great. Jen, as always, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Finley. Nice to speak with you.
If you'd like more information on the 2013 Carolina Chamber Music Festival, visit publicradioeast.org and click on the little button that says Events.